This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, dog talk plus audiobooks and chicks meetings. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Station Martyr Team, if sports is your thing, then you need to order Magic Johnson Sportscasting my way. You'll learn to butcher grammar like it's a dead cow.
Sometimes Charles do things and he does them for himself. See, what the fans should understand here is that Phoenix don't like to really set up half court.
Magic's insights will teach you how to lose your train of thought in the middle of a sentence.
You know, he's amazing. Every time he does something crazy or something.
Nobody can abruptly switch to a completely different thought like the Magic Man.
He's one of the best. If he get his feet set, hey, look out. And then, also, he's having a good game. He had a good first game.
Contradictory thoughts in the same sentence? Like Magic.
Kevin stumbled because his leg gave out on him, in a sense. And so it's not 100% that leg, but he's doing, you know, he's playing really well. He's not like he's favoring it at all.
Magic. Mangler.
Dan Marley is continually to help awful Byron Scott.
To get Magic Johnson Sportscasting my way, call 1-800.
Oh, get it out of here.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's still under the weather. A couple problems. I'm Chick McGee.
You suggesting that I've given laryngitis to everybody?
Yeah. Here he is.
I see my voice is back, kind of.
King Nut.
King Nut.
King Nut. It's Tom Grizz, and he is wound up and on one today.
I'm in a great mood today.
I'm glad to hear
good.
It. Glad to hear it.
I don't believe you.
No, I am. I don't know why. It makes no sense. I had a terrible day yesterday.
Well, that's why.
But got up this morning for some reason in a great mood. Had a chance to take the puppy out first thing this morning. This Czech local listens, a little bit of snow. And taking a puppy out who's never seen snow before, hilarious.
That is always wonderful. Yes.
You could just see him looking around going, WTF?
Isn't it about time you stopped getting new dogs? Aren't they someone else's burden now?
What do you mean?
How old's this puppy?
6 months, maybe.
So it's an adult dog. How old will you be? I've thought about it. I'm not going to get another dog.
Oh, I see.
This is the Grim Reaper. Remember, I still have young children, and their mama's very young also, so they'll be around to take care of this little puppy if I'm not around.
Somebody else's burden.
God, I want to die with a golden retriever next to my bed, knowing that someone's going to be taking care of it when I'm gone. Don't you, Chick? Don't you want to have one of your dogs with you when you're?
Why are we talking about this?
because Psycho over there mentioned.
I'm going to talk about Legos or something fun or jigsaw.
I want to die
puzzles.
Surrounded by a group of people while a bus driver apologizes profusely over my body.
That'd be a good way, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the old joke? I want to die like my grandfather did, screaming and crying. Yeah, or something. Yes. Yeah. In the gears of a combine, right?
We have a couple of deaths in the news today. We'll get to those coming up. Later on today, we're going to talk with comedian Al Jackson. We're also going to talk with Freddie Birch. And Freddie hails from Springfield, Kentucky. And as Christy pointed out, there apparently is a Springfield in every state.
Chick said that yesterday.
is there a Springfield in Hawaii?
We've been talking about
it. I don't know.
That's
kind of been an old thing. About
We talked about this for decades, how there's a Springfield in every state in the United States. However, somebody emailed me yesterday and said, I've told you a million times there's no Springfield, Kansas, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
That kind of surprises me.
I'm not sure
if that was a state, he said.
This says, Dear Chick, Tom, Josh, etc.
Hi.
I have an answer to Tom's question. Springfield is on the way from Jim Beam to our cabin. We always stop in Springfield at Billy Bob's Barbecue and Amish Deli.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure Freddie Birch knows about Billy Bob's. Now, see, right away I'm going to go to a place called Billy
Bob's. No, kidding.
You know, there are only 34 states that have a Springfield. Not all of them do.
Uh-huh.
That's official.
Huh. Yeah, because, I mean, like, Springfield, Hawaii... She said,
that
hey,
sounds weird.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even have all those letters. They couldn't spell Springfield.
Right. Good point. You're like, I'm going to surfing camp in Springfield, Hawaii. Yeah, it's in a creek.
It'd be Lakanuki Wakanaki.
There you go.
Hawaii.
No, maybe it's the 48.
No, he just said there's only, 34?
Only 34 states that have
you
listening?
Oh, I did not hear that part. I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
He's in an odd mood, kids. I'm telling you, I'm never wrong about him.
You know how it is. Sometimes you just miss a nugget of info while you're thinking about a nugget of info.
Oh, sure.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
And you know, you talk so much some mornings, like now, that it's kind of hard to keep up to you and have to check out or you'll go quite mad.
Okay.
I was thinking about the Simpsons joke about how they're called Springfield because they could get away with being in any state and how their rival town is called Shelbyville because that's a similar thing where so many states have a Shelbyville.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who was Shelby?
Right. And was it the same Shelby for every Ville?
And these are all great questions. In any event, thanks, Eric, for enlightening us about the location of Springfield, Kentucky.
We have a Simpsons actor retiring. Do you want to hear about that?
Oh, no. Which one?
The one named Pamela Hayden.
Milhouse.
She does Milhouse.
Oh, okay.
We could do without Milhouse.
Okay.
He's run his course.
No way.
Oh.
She's calling it quits after 35 years with the show. She is the voice of Milhouse, Jimbo Jones, Rod Flanders, Janie, and Malibu Stacy.
All funny.
Her last episode will be Sunday.
Now, could they legally get her permission?
To AI her?
To do AI her, to take her, ever do each one of the voices at some length.
Now, the problem is, she could do, I think they could. They could legally contract her and have that. But you are going to have every actor in Hollywood after your ass.
Yeah.
If you're the first one to do it.
And I did see this, but I forget who it was. Chick and I like those audiobooks. I know you don't like them, Josh.
Christy likes them. They're not reading, yes.
I like them in the car.
I love the hard line.
You get it?
Yes. Yeah, Josh likes to read books while driving.
Do you? Oh, that's...
only a stop.
I can see you with your book.
Yeah, don't be silly.
On your steering wheel with a pipe. And some chamber music playing. 70 miles an hour down the road.
Just the world's biggest road a-hole.
Sometimes a book will be read by the person that wrote it. For example, we talked with Michael McDonald, the great musician, and he reads his book. It's terrific.
Mel Tillis' autobiography was
took forever.
Long read.
I couldn't figure out. Why was it 20 hours?
Oh, you guys.
But I was just, I wish I could remember who this was. Somebody who's dead, they're going to release their book and have them read it. I
bet kidding.
You think they got a puppy a week before they die?
With AI. You know something? He thinks that I'm going to be upset by this bug up his ass, I'm not. I'm okay with it.
That poor puppy, a burden now.
Where's Dad?
So when you're on your deathbed, assuming that it's you're going to ease your way out, which is probably not the way it's going to go.
Really?
Do you want
to see a massive attack and be dead before he hit the ground?
Yeah, the fall.
Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, the fall didn't kill him. He was dead before he hit the ground.
Yeah, okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right.
Wouldn't you want one of the dogs right there with you?
I don't know. They're kind of in the dog house right now.
Uh-oh. There an incident?
They've been ornery. No, they're just
it's something.
There's, you know, because I'm in here and this is what we do for a living. And like anybody who does something for a living, they don't want to go home and do it. So I don't like to go home and talk. I don't.
Right.
And you remember Mrs. Gibbs, my original golden.
Yes.
I didn't have to talk to her. I would look at her. I would point. I had no problem. And these two know when I point and they know. But lately, the younger one has been ignoring me. And the younger one is much smarter than me and the other dog combined. So I don't know what a problem is.
They've got your number?
They've got my number.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it doesn't start with a peanut butter pretzel nugget, they don't want to talk to me. And I'm irritated by the whole thing. Thank you.
I'm a little bit in the same boat. Now, when you get home, are they standing where the peanut butter nuggets are located?
They are in their room, and I go and let them out because I still, like I said, I don't trust the young one.
Yeah, okay.
She's really a different dog than she was a puppy. She's not a really great dog now, but she's, like I said, ornery.
Yeah.
So I don't let her out in the house when I'm here. But
when I get home, the cats are waiting. I walk in, they look at me, and then they go over to where, close to where the treats are, because they know I'm going to give them what I call crunchers.
Exactly.
And I don't like that presumption.
Now, do you use the word crunchers in front of them?
Yes, not only when I'm going to give them crunchers.
Because I've always thought the least impressive science thing is the Pavlov's dog thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you ever had a cat in an electric can opener or a dog electric can opener, they immediately come over.
Way to go, Pavlov.
Hey, Pavlov, this is pretty obvious. If you say treat, they know.
Yeah.
One of my three dogs, you're not going to believe me, but if I point...
Oh, sure.
She knows. I don't have to say, go to the kennel, I just go like this with my hand, and she looks up. Oh, gotcha, boss. Boom.
Boom.
That's the thing. You're control. Like, sometimes during the day, I'll be like, where the hell's Gravy? And I'll look over, and she's sitting, looking up at the cabinet where the crunchers are. I'm like, you don't tell me when you get one.
You're not my boss.
Yeah.
And she's saying, should you die while you're sleeping, I eat your face within, 12 hours for a cat, 2 weeks for a dog.
I don't think it's 12 hours.
Sometimes I'm nervous sleeping.
I think it's like an hour and a half.
I wake up and she's biting my nose.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Sorry, I thought you were dead. So sorry.
Me bad.
So I found a new dog treat.
Oh.
And this is the problem. I wasn't paying attention because I've been experimenting with different dog treats.
You not paying attention?
No.
And I keep them in a jar. So I the other day lazily opened up these things, put them in there, and they're great. They're crisp and they're crunchy and they're dry. So your fingers don't get greasy.
Freeze-dried, yeah.
Whatever they are.
I used
and I wasn't thinking and I threw away the bag.
You don't know what they are.
I don't know what they are.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to take some of them and walk into the pet store and go, do you know what these are?
Oh, God.
They'll probably know.
Do they have a specific shape? Are they a star shape?
Yeah, they're like a little...
They're shaped like a butt plug? Are they shaped...
I'm not sure. Are butt plugs long and thin?
Freeze-dried.
Okay, in any event, let's move forward here, Christy.
Man, that was almost professional.
You mentioned that you went out to dinner again last night.
I went to a friend's house for dinner. That's a lot different.
Do we know this friend?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. Guys, he's not the beetle nut, we know.
Don't listen for a second, Christy. Guys, do you think maybe that Christy's such a terrible cook that her husband keeps accepting these invitations to go out to dinner?
That's not true.
The first thing we talked about yesterday was Christy went to a wine five-course wine dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Oh, there's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, okay.
I have no doubt.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of Andy coming home, Christy going, oh, by the way, we're going over to Kyle and Winifred's house tonight.
No, really, I forgot.
Okay, honey. And then he walks to the bathroom and goes, oh, God.
And then you hear...
Yes. No, he's slowly knitting a noose.
How much time does your husband spend?
That way he can enjoy the future hanging
of
himself.
That's not true. We had a wonderful
time. I'd like to ask Andy how much time he spends screaming into a pillow.
with some gorgeous piece of whatever that bric-a-brac with Beatles on it. How could you not have an amazing time?
You don't sit there on Sunday and have the meeting. Okay, this is what our week looks like.
I get nervous just hearing that.
Yeah. Okay. We also learned that Josh.
Well, you forget living alone. You forget stuff that happened when you weren't living alone. And I just got a cold chill just went on my back.
The Sunday meeting.
I used to have meetings with a whiteboard and all sorts of stuff.
I walked in on one of those one time, unfortunately.
It was something else.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't snap his neck for him?
I even mouthed, kill me.
Was there a fixed time for the meeting about your week?
Yep.
I was shocked so much, I didn't know what to say.
let's see. We learned yesterday.
You want a divorce?
Josh slipped while fishing. How's the knee today? Is it feeling a little better?
Yeah. How's it?
No, it's bad. So I'm going tomorrow.
Nobody cares.
Going to a specialist tomorrow.
Nobody cares.
I care.
I'm quite blessed that I'm able to drive and walk around still. So.
Okay.
There are a lot left leg, right leg? What is it?
Right.
A lot of questions yesterday. I think maybe it was me. Someone asked if this was Josh's shower month.
Yeah. Look for Tom's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He mercilessly.
We all wonder, hey, what the hell was that about? I was trying to engage you.
Get him to listen. Chick pointed out there's a window cleaning competition, a squeegee contest.
Nobody cared about it, so we moved along.
Christy and I were disappointed because it took place on the ground.
I thought it would be way up high.
Yeah, I want to see the window washing dudes that are 50 stories up. If they slip, they die.
What the hell?
That's a competition.
What's wrong with you people?
Okay. I'm with you. I loved it.
We established the fact that I'm not a real big fan of turkey. And then you guys pointed out there's some really good turkey in the deli. Would you say Boar's Head and Applegate? Was that?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Okay. I'll have to try those. Let's see now. That's pretty much many of the cool highlights from yesterday's program.
How many office romance, sort of affairs do you think those window washers have accidentally C-blocked in their day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet
All right, finally. I got alone with my secretary. Her husband is none the wiser. My wife is none the wiser. And then they look over. The guy's
up against the fax machine. Finally, he and Dave have consummated their side glances.
And then they just hear squeak.
He and Dave.
Josh, I know that you're working on your Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
I think we got a new meet cute. Window washer 40 floors up sees the sweet secretary.
Manhattan high rise.
And he starts, he writes backwards, hi. Oh, and then she takes a whiteboard and starts writing stuff. And then sadly, he missteps and
hurdles it to
the shortest Hallmark movie. Chalk line at Christmas. Right now we turn to the sports desk with Chick McGee.
They will test robot umpires as part of a challenge system during spring training.
And so
13 ballparks hosting 19 teams. Which
I
could
picture
lead.
Them in with chest protectors and the face masks.
I hope so.
They look like the one from Lost in Space. the Danger Will Robinson, sure. That cheesy robot.
Oh, I love the robot.
I see
Come
the manager
on.
Kicking dirt on his mechanical feet.
You're out of here.
I'm an idiot. You're an idiot. this could lead to regular season use in 2026. Major League Baseball says that is the goal. They have been experimenting with automated ball strike system in the minor leagues since 2019, but is still working on the shape of the strike zone.
Some people want it to be a square or a diamond. Other people want it to be an hourglass.
One man said inverted pyramid. I don't know.
He's out of his
his mind.
Kind of an amoeba shape.
An agreement for big league use would have to be reached with Major League Baseball Umpires Association. Whew, that's a fun bunch.
You know what? You're well aware of what players have always said about the shape of the strike zone. We don't care what shape it is, so long as it's the same for every batter.
Be consistent.
Yes, yes.
You're going to call it on them, too?
What's the beauty of the robot?
Oh, I'll make sure.
The beauty of the robot takes human beings out of the competition, and that's sad, and you shouldn't be for it.
Are all the robots like 50 pounds overweight, like all the umpires? Hearts seizing up at the plate.
Gino Auriemma, the UConn Hall of Fame coach, now stands alone atop the NCAA college basketball wins list. He broke a tie with former Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer, earning his 1,217th career victory last night, an 85-41 win over Fairleigh Dickinson. He spent four decades building UConn into the standard for women's basketball. Of course, a lot of his former players on hand, Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Maya Moore, Rebecca Lobo, Auriemma, and longtime assistant Chris Daly took in the achievement last night. And as a salute, because he's the greatest of all time, they had a goat join in the festivities as Coach Auriemma was being honored on the court. They had a red carpet out for the goat, and the goat walked onto the court. And Gino,
It looks like he really wants to be there.
He was then sacrificed, and the blood was poured all over Gino.
How do you think he gets all those wins?
Aww. Look at the horns on that. It looks like that one in the pot on the cover of that crappy Stones album, Goat's Head Soup.
Oh, it looks like the devil.
That's a great Stones album.
That's a terrible
Angie's
album.
One of the great Stones songs of all time.
One of the greatest missteps in the history of rock.
Wait a minute, Ace has got something.
No, I just noticed the woman behind the goat with the pooper scooper.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're going to have that. You got to clean up. I mean,
so does he get the goat? Is that his gift?
Yes. I don't think he got the goat.
And then the goat whispered in his ear, "Do you want to live deliciously?"
Yeah. She has paper towels, too.
Oh, God.
She's all set.
Wow.
She's cleaning up goat poop.
You know what? Man.
And she's happy to be there. Yeah,
she looks like the goat poop.
Yeah, she looks like she could be an umpire. Wow.
You know, nice. I certainly did have high hopes for this video.
Chained to a buffet for 3 years.
We're going to get the clean of Edna. He'll do it.
Oh, gosh.
Edna, get in here.
Hey, get your finest jean jacket on.
Show some respect.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.